as you let yourself relax, sitting in a comfortable position, just think some positive thoughts about your body, the ways in which you're grateful to it, the things you appreciate about it. And let your body relax in that admiration and gratitude and well-being. And give your mind time to relax also in that same attitude, the attitude of an inner friend. That attitude of friendship and appreciation creates an environment in which you can relax. Ask your mind if it has any concerns or is worried about you forgetting anything or forgetting something or something that you need to take care of that it's having to hold for you. And address your unconscious and ask, is there anyone inside who has anything that they want to tell me? the body and mind relax, and the unconscious also relaxes as it feels seen and cared for by you. It allows you to simply sit with your own presence. The mind may be wandering some, but it's not tense. The body may be shifting, but it's not aching. So it creates an environment for you just simply to be yourself. Though there may be some perceptions or shifts here and there, it's not distracting or taking you away from just your own simple presence. See if you can notice that whatever perceptions or physical sensations or thoughts that may be going through the mind, can you notice that they really don't touch or cover just your own abiding, simple presence, the simple presence of yourself that's there present to all of the sensations? Simply abides changelessly. It's not coming or going. Your being simply is. Just you, this very personal me, the me that makes me me. It is not coming or going. I simply am. Whether I'm simply abiding as though in my body, aware of the body, aware of the perceptions, or if I imagine a meadow, or if there's a dream world, I simply am. These things don't change me, cover me, nor are any of them away from me. The awareness of my body takes place in me. The awareness of a meadow imagination takes place in me. A dream takes place in me. A perception takes place in me. think of a deity in the temple, the Dakshinamurti. Dakshinamurti would say, this body, takes place in me, the mind in me. Ishwara would say, this infinite creation takes place in me, I am itself. The simple self that is you, that you recognize as you. Is the same self that all beings recognize as me. Ishwara recognizes as me. Dakshinamurti recognizes as me. All animals recognize as me. All children recognize as me. What am I like? I who am the self in all beings, what is my... How would I describe myself? What am I like? Why is it that I am called the Beloved? Ananda. Is this me, is this simple, abiding, changeless self, dear to me? Is it dear? Is it loved by the mind? self that you can recognize now in meditation, the same self. You can notice throughout the day, in any moment, any and all moments, you can notice that you are still there. Nothing has changed, nothing has happened. You're not covered. You are ever present, exactly as you are right now.